Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and just talk about some things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And that's today. That's right now. I've got this segment. I want to talk about change and the fact that change is happening. It's going to happen. It will happen. It's part of our reality, and the only thing in question is how much influence will you have over that change, or will you let it just happen on its own? Will you let the world have its way with you? So I love this quote. There's a time for everything and a season for every purpose under heaven. You know that, don't you? It's the well-known King Solomon wisdom from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. And on its face, it delivers hopeful encouragement, doesn't it? There's time for everything. But implicit in this passage is a somewhat hidden and often troublesome paradox. A time for everything also implies nothing can be forever, and therefore change is inevitable. In the abstract, we accept the reality of change, you and me, but in practice, we regard it like the medicine we know we need, but we don't want to take. And knowing change is inevitable doesn't make the pill any sweeter. Just because we know it's happening doesn't mean it goes down any easier, does it? In the marketplace, it was a challenge enough to implement change when we had the expectation of not having to do it again anytime soon. Back in the day when I can remember, folks, in my career, you could develop a strategy and it would last at least a year. You could launch it in January and you could dine out on it all year long. Sometime during the year, you need to come up with a new one for the next year, but you could hang in there with it for at least a year. And not long before me, you could do 5 years, and not long before that, 10 years. And 500 years ago, children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren were doing the same thing their fathers did with the same tools. But in the 21st century, the bitter pill of change has acquired an unfortunate new characteristic, a frighteningly short duration. Organizations that enjoyed consistent success will make change an abiding element in their business model rather than an intrusion on the way we've always done things. Folks, you can no longer rest on that. Change is happening too fast. As I've said before, the velocity of change is what's frightening right now. The companies that will consistently be successful will create a culture and environment where change occurs when necessary without creating a casualty list. Now, when I say when necessary, I mean as it comes up, as it's not put off. When change needs to happen, you don't put it off. You don't procrastinate. You do it right now. And you do it without creating a casualty list. Now, this is what's been going on for the last several years, couple of decades, maybe three decades, is even when the company did get around to changing, to making the change, there was a casualty list, a lot of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. My friend and Brain Trust member, you know Rick Maurer well. He's been on the show many times. And he's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He conducted a survey of organizations that have implemented changes, and he identified four things that they did to create a compatible culture with change, a culture that was compatible with change. So here are those findings and then my thoughts following each one. First, he said you got to make a strong case. Maurer found out that when change was successful, 95% of the stakeholders, all the employees, all the team members, 95% saw a compelling need to change. They sold it. You got to make a strong case. Change must be accompanied by evidence of its importance. If you can't make the case, perhaps it's not the right thing to do. yet. If you can't make the case that what you're doing is, if people aren't buying into it, for whatever reason, maybe it's not time to do it. You got to be careful about that. I've seen chains launched when nobody bought into it and it failed. Make sure you give it the maximum opportunity to be successful. Number two, establish a vision. Rick's research indicated 71% of successful changes happened, quote, when people understood the vision of the project, end quote. Apparently, when stakeholders can see the long-term benefits of change, they're more likely to be engaged in a successful change process, especially if you can explain to them how it's going to benefit them in their assignment, not just a macro look at the company. Number three, sustain the change. The primary reason for failure, Rick Marra found, was, quote, inability to sustain the change, end quote. Sustaining change isn't a sprint, it's a marathon that you got to endure the pressure from many sources. CEOs of major corporations have told me that sustaining change to the point of making it institutional, and what they meant was all the way out to the last mile of the organization, the people all the way out on the end of the org chart, sustaining that change was the greatest test of their leadership. And it was the most frustrating thing to hear a CEO, to see that kind of frustration on their faces and in their words when they talk about that. Number four, anticipate maintenance. Successful managers recognize that it's not in the nature of change to be self-perpetuating. Almost by definition, most attempts at change push against a headwind of hidebound ideas and entrenched paradigms which have become themselves self-perpetuating. Consequently, once that new change becomes low maintenance, self-perpetuating, it probably is time to replace it. Once a change gets institutional and is self-perpetuating, it's probably time to put the run, jack it up and run a new one under it. Finally, having the right change frame of mind is important. Behavioral studies have established that when something positive or negative is expected, that's when it's likely, most likely to happen. It's called the Pygmalion effect, and it can be very powerful either way. Correspondingly, here's what something Henry Ford is alleged to have said. If you think you can, or if you think you can't, either way, you're probably right. Remember, folks, change will happen with or without your guidance. If just like rust, right? And the key is to accept change, lead change, and make sure that you're in charge of the way it turns out. Got to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.